I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Jason Jackson, Ohio native and former ESPNer, is the TV host and courtside reporter for the Miami Heat. He's in the front row with Betsy Ross to talk about the team's recent hot streak.
Well, the Miami Heat just coming off a almost record-breaking 27-game winning streak in the NBA, and of course still going in as one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to take the title when we hit summer. And our friend, our sideline reporter who's gotten to see all of this history unfolding with the Miami Heat, the pride of Princeton High, along with Tara Patrick, Jason Jackson is with us on the front row. J-Jax, how are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. You know, running the road with these guys is something else. You know, I've been watching this game for 35 years, covering it for 16, with this team now for 9 years. And I will tell you, I've never seen anything like it. I began my NBA coverage with the end of Michael Jordan's last three run, if you will. And that group was... It was insane. I just don't know if it was as entertaining, if you understand what I'm saying. Each night, Betsy, there's something that I see that makes me pop out of my seat. And I've seen thousands of games. I'm just not affected that way. But there's something about this group, the way that they relate to one another, that that is special and unique and lends to... to fun basketball, entertaining basketball on top of winning basketball.
I mean, I can only equate it to covering Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen in the heyday, or maybe the Dream Team when they played in the Olympics. I mean, I cannot believe that it's not like, you know, covering a rock band, because these guys have become rock stars, not even just during this 27-game winning streak, but it certainly has elevated the profile of the Heat and of the NBA, because you know from being from Cincinnati, it's not like the NBA is covered every other day here, but because of this, people who are not necessarily NBA fans are talking about the NBA and are talking about the Miami Heat.
No, my mom, who lives in Woodlawn, just discovered she has NBA TV. Now I've been doing this job for this team for 9 years. And she's just figuring out, oh, yeah, I got to have NBA TV. I can watch more.
Well, yeah, she's got to watch her little boy. So, come on.
Yeah, well, I've offered to buy the league pass so she can watch every night. She's like, every night, that's a little too much. But now I got the league pass. I can watch LeBron and Dwayne. And if you're there, great. So that's you hit the point just perfectly. It's transcending basketball. It was a dramatic story that just was entertaining and intriguing because of the chase with history. The thing that's awesome is that this isn't it for this group. This is really just the beginning. And this whole thing came together, Betsy, only because this team wanted to get better. They weren't playing consistently on the road. They were dominating at home. They've only lost three times at home all year. But the road had become just mediocre. And one of the things they were able to correct during this streak was being mediocre on the road. I mean, they were just handling these ridiculous deficits and turning them into victories. And as you know, when you get to that second season, and there's probably a couple Pacers fans listening, you know that it's going to be rough, and it's an uphill climb. And they've already had those type of tests, you know, before even, you know, getting to the tournament.
Yeah, and of course, Indiana was the team who beat the Heat before they started on this run, and then Chicago Bulls ended it. But Dwayne Wade was quoted after after the loss. It said that the streak really didn't matter to the team. You know, if they got it, great, awesome. If they didn't, and that's okay, we've won 27 in a row. Is that true? Did they not care about the streak?
I don't know how you can't care fully, but I know the point he's making. This group is together for one thing. It's very, very singular. It's the title. And that's it. I mean, it's not about division title. I mean, I've gone through it with them, you know, step by step. Division title won, 10th in franchise history. Okay, that's nice. Put the banner up. One more win, and they're locked in for the number one seed. That's significant, you know, home court advantage throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. They want the number one seed for the playoffs, so they want to have the best record, and they have a chance against San Antonio coming up to do that. So you know, those types of things, I think, are just the little small check marks. And they didn't plan. That wasn't a goal to win 27 straight. But I think that they loved the possibility and didn't take for granted being in a position together to do something historical. But I think he's just coming from a to-do list standpoint. You know, 27 is not on the list. It's just winning that trophy.
All right. We are talking with Jason Jackson, who is a reporter with the Miami Heat and has been really enjoying a front row seat during this 27-game winning streak they had. During this streak, I think that the one thing, besides the fact, as you mentioned, that this team really came together, the one thing that so many people talked about was how unbelievably well LeBron James played. And if he could elevate his game anymore, he certainly did it during this streak, averaging 27 points per game during that 27-game winning streak. What change did you see in LeBron before and during, and how could somebody like that elevate their game to yet another level?
It's interesting. He is playing better, which is insane. Mm-hmm. He's coming off a MVP season where he won the title, as the MVP of the finals, and won a gold medal. You're like, okay, well, what possibly could you do? And Coach Bolster talks about this all the time. Who are we to put a ceiling on his greatness? There's still more. And he's looking at more. I mean, now there's this holy grail of shooting that he and Ray Allen talk about. For the season, 50% from the floor or more. From three, 40% or better. From the line, 90%. So the 50, 40, 90, they're looking, you know, he's just looking to be that efficient. And who we're seeing now, first of all, the title created such ease and returned so much joy for him. Just every day coming to work. But now what's happening is I think the game hasn't slowed down. It's paused. Like, I think he's looking at things in these nanoseconds where nothing is moving. And he can literally see where he wants to go. Is it a shot? Is it a shot fake with a pass? Is it a direct pass? Is it a behind-the-back pass? I mean, Betsy, I'm watching this cat who is 6'8", 275, operate, and this is the thing, I think we've talked about this before, he's more magic than he is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so awesome because each night he's doing so much to impact the game. He knows he can score, he knows he can rebound, but he gets so much joy setting up his teammates. Watching the connection that he has now with Chris Birdman Anderson, a guy who showed up late, had knee surgery, got amnestied by Denver, and fits in like he's been around for half the time. And so it's just so interesting to watch the decision-making process on each possession with LeBron that, you know, if you love basketball that way, you don't have to worry about how he left Cleveland or if they've come together the wrong way or if it's fair, what have you. It's, if you like basketball, you love watching this team because of those types of things.
And maybe to make the streak even more impressive, during the Heat's 27-game winning streak, every other NBA team lost at least five games, and nearly two-thirds of the teams lost at least 10 games while they were winning 27. Do you think that this is something perhaps that will, just what we talked about earlier, really make the NBA more relevant? I mean, it's not, you know, it's not baseball, and it's certainly not football, but now we are talking about it. The overnight rating for the Heat-Bulls game was the fifth best of any regular season game ever on ESPN. You know, is it too dramatic to say that perhaps the Miami Heat have saved NBA basketball? Is it something that now, you know, your mother is watching now, so, you know, maybe we all should be watching.
Right. Here's what's happened. First of all, the NFL is different, but what I think is reasonable to say is that baseball and the NBA exist in a ebb and flow of who's number two, particularly in our viewership. With this team, well, let me even make another point. The playoffs have been healthy for about 5 years to a level that it hadn't been since the Jordan time. So the NBA, just like any of these sports with the NHL, MLB, NBA, the regular seasons are just so daunting that they know that there's certain points where particularly when they're going up against the NFL, you know, that you just find your pocket, you know. And after the All-Star break, after the Super Bowl, that's the NBA's pocket. And then the men's basketball tournament jumps in, and then the playoffs start. So, you know, I think that's always going to be kind of the dance of interest. What this did is created a greater gaze. You know, a more casual fan took a more substantial interest, which I thought was interesting. I'll say this to you. Miami's a football town. I think it might always be. Just that's the way it is. It's a football state. Kids out of the womb want to play it. There's just so much history and connection to it. During this streak, we had elevated just our Sun Sports as our television partner. Those ratings were NFL Dolphins-esque. That's the type of viewership. You know, a third of the people watching television, tuning in and watching, you know, 15% of the homes that even have TVs are turned on to Sun Sports watching games. And this is even for games that are side-by-side with national networks. So it's making an impact locally. Regionally, it's amazing to have all the interest spin down, and then nationally, you know, to have everyone kind of on the roadshow, like you said, like falling around the Grateful Dead. let me say this: those of us who have to cover this team every day are thankful that our next few shoot arounds over the next couple of weeks won't be so dense.
I'm sure. Jason Jackson with the Miami Heat. Jay Jackson, enjoy the ride. Pick up another ring this season, okay?
Well, I have more fingers, Betsy, so they can keep winning them.
There you go. Thanks for being with us in the front row.